Hallelujah, name Lord Jesus Christ, we commence first night of our liturgical service.
Hallelujah, 奉主耶稣圣名，我们今天第一晚的布道会。
Please bow our head and pray in silence and prepare our heart.
我们请大家低头默祷，预备我们心。
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, name Lord Jesus Christ, we commence our first night of liturgical service.
Hallelujah, 我们现在开始我们第一晚布道会。
And let's all rise up and sing hymn 339.
我们请一起起立，唱诗339首。
339.
339首。
Please remain standing and bow head and pray.
我们请大家站着一起默低头默祷。
Hallelujah, name Lord Jesus Christ, we pray and give thanks to Heavenly Father.
Hallelujah, 奉主耶稣圣名祷告，我们感谢天上的父。
Father, we praise you and thank you for giving this night to live and worship you.
我们的天父啊，我们感谢你给我们这一天这一晚能够来这里，能够敬拜你。
Tonight is the first night we gather together to worship you, Lord.
今天是第一晚我们聚在一起敬拜你。
Because sometimes the things of the world overcomes us.
有些世上的东西会扰乱我们，会绊倒我们。
Because some of us, we feel sorrow.
我们有些人会觉得非常忧伤。
Some of us, we feel sadness.
我们觉得很苦恼。
That's why we are here to get to know you better, Lord.
我们就因为这样，我们在这里想要更进一步的认识您。
Because you say to us, you are the bread of life.
因为圣经上说你是我们吃的饼。
And those who follow you shall never hunger.
那些跟从你的永远不会饥饿。
And you said you are the light of the world.
而且你是世上的光。
And those who follow you should not walk in darkness but have the light of life.
那些跟从你的不会在黑暗里面行走，而在光明的地方上行走。
Lord, we believe that you are the wonderful counselor.
我们主啊，我们相信你是我们的保惠师。
You are the Almighty God.
你是最伟大的神。
You are everlasting Father.
你是永远我们的父。
And you are the Prince of Peace.
你是世界的君王。
Even though we believe, but sometimes we come short of, because we lack of faith.
有时候我们虽然相信，可是我们因为缺乏信心。
So tonight, as we come to study your words,
我们今晚来到这里来，来学习您的话语。
We ask you to open the hearts of every single one of us sitting here tonight.
我们请求你开敞我们的心。
So they can come to know truly who you are.
我们来到这里可以认识真正的你。
Even though we do not have peace and joy in this world.
我们虽然没有平安，没有喜乐在这世上。
But if we worship you, we will have peace and joy.
但是只要我们敬拜你，我们就有喜乐在我们心里面。
Because it is the promise that you have given to us.
因为这是你应许给我们的。
So we are here tonight, Lord.
我们今晚在这里。
We ask your spirit to be with us.
我们求神的灵跟我们同在。
And guide us from the beginning to the end.
带领我们从头到尾。
And give the mouth of your prophet to speak everything according to your will.
也给你的仆人口才能够述说您的话语。
May all the glories and praise be unto your name.
愿一切荣耀归于你。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise and thank God that we can gather here tonight to study His word together.
我们感谢神，我们可以在这里一起，敬拜神。
We'd like right now. We'd like to invite Pastor Liang to come to preach the word of God to us.
我们现在要邀请，梁传道来这里为我们证道。
So we can know who our Lord Jesus Christ is.
我们就能知道耶稣是谁。
欢迎诸位朋友来参加我们今天晚上的布道会。
We welcome all the visitors and friends who have come to our evangelical service.
愿主耶稣的平安与喜乐与大家同在。
May the peace and joy of God be with everyone.
今天晚上跟大家来查考一个题目，就是耶稣是谁。
Today I'd like to share with everyone the topic, who is Jesus?
在我们活一辈子当中，有一些人跟我们非常的重要。
When, during the lifespan of our lifespan, there are some people important to us.
比方说我们的父母。
For example, our parents.
我们今天有今天，是因为 我们的父母。
Today we can be here and be the way we are is because of our parents.
有时候也是可能学校 哪一个老师或者哪一个朋友对我们影响非常的大。
Perhaps it might be a teacher at our school, or perhaps it's one of our friends that has influenced us.
所以我们活到今天，总是有一些人对我们来讲非常的重要。
So up to our life, there are some people who are very influential to us.
但是我不晓得主耶稣在我们生命当中是不是很重要。
I wonder if Jesus is very important in our lives.
如果我们对主耶稣有很清楚的认识，
If we have a deep understanding of Jesus,
我们就知道我们一生当中最重要的一位就是主耶稣。
We know the most important person we should get to know is Jesus.
我们来想想看到底主耶稣是谁。
Let us think about who Jesus is.
先看以赛亚书第九章。
Let us turn to Isaiah 9.
以赛亚书的第九章。
Isaiah 9.
以赛亚书第九章的第六节。
Isaiah 9 verse 6.
第九章的第六节。
Chapter 9 verse 6.
因为有一个婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他的名要称为奇妙的策士，全能的神，永在的父，和平的君。
For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
这里说有一个婴孩要为我们而生。
Here says that there's a child born to us.
在人类历史里面，有一个小孩子是为全世界的人生的。
In the human history, there's one child that is born for us.
那接下去他在讲这个人他有四个身份。
And it continues to say that he has four status.
第一个他是奇妙的策士。
The first is that he is a wonderful counselor.
第二个他是全能的神。
And that second, he is the mighty God.
第三个他是永在的父。
The third is that he is an everlasting father.
第四个他是和平的君。
And fourth is that he is the prince of peace.
那我们在人类历史里面来找到底谁来符合这个四个条件。
So we can find a person in history who will actually satisfy all these four conditions.
我们只发现只有一个人符合这个条件。
We find that there's only one person who meets this criteria.
那这个人就是降世为人的耶稣基督。
And this personIs Jesus who has come down in flesh.
主耶稣是世界上历史上的一位人。
Jesus is one of the great people of the past.
所以犹太教他也相信有耶稣这个人。
In the Jewish tradition, they also believe that there is Jesus.
在甚至回教他也相信有耶稣这个人，但是他只是相信他是一个先知而已。
Even Muslims know about Jesus, but they think that he's only a prophet.
那当然，基督教也相信耶稣有这个人。
But of course, Christians also believe Jesus.
所以我们现在所用的这个年代今年2008年。
So we use our calendar year 2008.
这个就从主耶稣出生开始算的。
It starts from the day that Jesus was born.
所以我们在用这个年代就是代表有主耶稣，因为从主耶稣开始算到现在2008年。
So we use our calendar years is represented by from the birth of Jesus to now.
那以赛亚书是主耶稣出生以前差不多700年前写的。
And Isaiah was written 700 years before Jesus was born.
那在以赛亚书里面呢，就有很多预言主耶稣要降生的事情。
And there are a lot of prophecies in Isaiah about the birth of Christ.
那其中第九章第六节就是最清楚的一节。
And in chapter 9, verse 6 is the most clearly described about Jesus.
因为圣经里面有很多神的预言。
Because in the Bible there are many of these prophecies.
我们没有办法知道未来。
We do not know the future.
但是神知道未来。
But God knows the future.
所以神感动人把这个写下来叫做预言。
So God moved humans to write down these prophecies.
所以主耶稣的出生不是偶然的一件事情。
So it's not coincidental that Jesus was born.
主耶稣的出生是神的一种计划。
The birth of Jesus is actually a plan of God.
因此700年前神就把这个计划启示给以赛亚，以赛亚写下来。
So 700 years ago, God has already, through Isaiah, prophesied the birth of Jesus Christ.
所以主耶稣的出生是非常的奇妙。
So the birth of Christ is very amazing and wonderful.
他说他是为我们而生。
And it says here that he is born for us.
有很多人出生跟我们没有关系。
Many people's birth has no relation to us.
他的存在跟我们没有关系。
Their existence means nothing to us.
甚至有时候我们家里以外的人，他的存在跟我们好像也没有关系。
And even those people who are outside of our family probably have no relation to us.
但是2000年出生的这一位耶稣，他跟人类历史里面的每一个人都有关系。
But Jesus, who was born 2,000 years ago, has a personal relationship with every single person on this earth.
他对人类历史的影响非常的深，也非常的远，也非常的广阔。
He has a profound influence on the history of mankind.
那为什么这一个人会人类历史，包括你我影响这么大？
So why does this person have such profound influence in the past and for us today?
主要是因为他有四个身份。
Because he has four status.
有时候我们在公司上班一天八小时就觉得很累。
Sometimes we work at a company and we become very weary because of 8 hours of work.
但是主耶稣的身上有四个身份。
But Jesus has four status.
那这个每一个身份都很困难。
But it is hard to be one any of these four.
但是主耶稣都能够把这个身份做得很好。
But Jesus can be all four.And do a very good job.
所以今天主耶稣影响力这么深这么大，这个不是偶然的。
So it's not that coincidental that Jesus was able to have such profound influence in human history and up till now.
他说他是奇妙的策士。
First it says that he is a wonderful counselor.
人为什么要去找这个参谋呢？
Why does a person need to seek counsel?
是因为人有问题。
Because perhaps there's a problem in their lives.
你没有问题，你就不需要去找辅导了。
If you do not have a problem, then you do not need to see counselor.
你活得好好，你要找做什么？
If you are okay in your life, you do not need to see counselors.
所以有人说，有人的地方就有问题。
Some people say that wherever there is humans, there is problem.
有神的地方就有答案。
Wherever there is God, there is answer.
这是实在的。
This is true.
在人类历史里面，没有一个地方。没有问题。
And there is not one single problem in human history where it's solvable.
有人的地方，没有一个地方没有问题。
Wherever there's human, there's always problem. In human history.
但是，常常我们发现问题没有答案。
But we often find that there are no answers to these problems.
但是有神就有答案。
But wherever there is God, there is answer.
为什么？
Why?
因为人是神造的。
Because God is created by because humans are created by God.
所以好像人造电脑，所以电脑发生问题人可以去解决。
And human beings created computers, so if there's anything that goes wrong with the computer, the human beings can fix it.
但是人是神造的。
But humans are created by God.
所以人发生问题，神可以替我们解决。
So when we have problems, God can solve our problems for us.
耶稣来世界上就是要解决人的问题。
Jesus came to this earth to solve everyone's problem.
所以有时候我们常常觉得说主耶稣好像跟我们没有关系。
So sometimes we feel as if Jesus has no relation to us.
耶稣跟我们有绝对的关系。
But Jesus actually has great relationship with us.
因为人生有很多很重大的问题没有办法解决。
Sometimes there are great decisions in our lives that we cannot make.
我们现在来看主耶稣在世界上有人来找他解决问题。
Let us look at how someone has come to Jesus to have a problem resolved.
我们看路加福音十八章。
Let us look at Luke chapter 18.
十八节。
18 verse 18. Luke chapter 18 verse 18.
路加福音十八章的十八节。
Luke chapter 18 verse 18.
有一个官问耶稣说：“良善的夫子，我应该做什么事才可以承受永生？”路加十八章十八节。
Luke chapter 18, verse 18, a certain ruler asked Jesus, good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?
哦，我们讲这一个问题是大问题。
We know this is a very important question.
我要做什么才可以得到永生？
He asks, what must I do to inherit the eternal life?
什么是永生?
What is eternal life?
永远不死。
And that is not to for eternally not have death.
那圣经说这个是一个少年人。
And the Bible says that this is a young man.
而且他是有钱。
And he is a wealthy young man.
而且他是做官。
And he was a ruler.
我们今天都羡慕这样的人。
Of course, we're envious of this type of people.
做官有地位。
They are a ruler. They have status in society.
然后他有钱。
And they have wealth.
所以他有享受。
So he's able to enjoy life.
他又很年轻。
And he's young.
身体很健康。
And he's very healthy.
这个大家都很羡慕。
And everyone's envious of his status.
但是他有一个问题没有办法解决。
But he could not resolve one problem.
会死啊，那怎么办？
That he will eventually die, so what could he do?
所以他就问耶稣，请问我要怎么才可以得到永生？
So he asked Jesus, what could he do to inherit eternal life?
因为永生的问题如果不能解决，你再有钱，你再健康，你再地位再高都没有用。
If he could not solve the problem of inheriting eternal life, no matter how wealthy he is or how famous he is, that there's nothing he could do.
所以这个问题需要解决。
So he needs to resolve this problem.
他来问耶稣。
So he came to Jesus.
所以你看我们人都有追求永生的欲念。
So you see that we humans have a desire to want to know eternal life.
但是没有一个人能够告诉我们要怎么得到永生。
But no one can tell us how to obtain eternal life.
但是主耶稣跟他讲。
But Jesus told him.
第一个要守神的诫命。
And that he has to obey God's commandments.
第二个。
Second.
二十二节最后一句话。
The latter Verse 22.
你还要来跟从我。
And that he has to come and follow him.
所以得到永生的一个秘诀就是你来跟从我。
The secret to inheriting eternal life is to come and follow me.
跟从耶稣就有永生。
Follow Jesus and there's eternal life.
为什么?
Why?
因为耶稣说，我是复活，我是生命。
And because Jesus says, I am resurrection, I am life.
他到这个拉撒路的家。
When he went to Lazarus' house,
Lazarus 已经死了四天。
Lazarus has already passed away for 4 days.
那已经发臭了。
And his body had already had a stench.
主耶稣看到大家在哭，他也流下了眼泪。
And when Jesus saw the people cried for Lazarus, he also wept.
他就说，生命在我，复活在我。
And he said that life is with me, and resurrection is with me.
他旁边躺了一个死了四天的人。
Aside of Jesus, there is a person who has passed away for 4 days.
这个怎么办呢?
What should he do?
耶稣说，你带我到那里去。
Jesus told people to bring him to Lazarus.
结果他就叫拉撒路从死里复活。
And he was able to resurrect Jesus from death.
所以人生的盼望要解决死的问题，只有一个人，就是耶稣。
So hope of human being and to resolve issue of death is to There's only one answer, that is Jesus.
我们上一次这个菩提传道有见证啊，我们在迦拿至少有四个人从死里面复活。
Last time, Pastor Vudi has testified that there are at least 4 people in Ghana has resurrected from death.
就是因为耶稣的名。
Because of Jesus' name.
祷告，神叫他复活。
After prayer, they were resurrected.
但是这个是肉体的复活。
But what about the resurrection of flesh?
但是主耶稣本身从死里面复活。
Jesus has resurrected from death.
他回到天国去。
And he went back to heaven.
所以我们将来每一个人，主耶稣都要带我们回到天国去。
So in the future, Jesus will bring every one of us to heavenly kingdom.
所以在耶稣里面，我们重要的问题就是怎么得永生，才有一个答案。
So we need to ask, how do we inherit the eternal life? And this will resolve our problem, and we will find the answer.
他本身就是问题的答案。
And he himself is the answer to our problem.
所以他说，我就是生命，我就是复活。
So he says that I am life and I am resurrection.
主耶稣是最奇妙的一个参谋。
And he is the most wonderful counselor.
所以我们人生有问题啊，你如果到处都找不到答案，你最后应该来找主耶稣。
So when you encounter problems and you cannot find an answer, you should come to Jesus.
包括你的心理问题、你的生理问题、你的家庭问题、你的婚姻问题。
For all different kinds of problems, like marital problems, or you have health problems, any kind of problem.
最好的婚姻辅导书，最彻底的解决婚姻问题，在圣经里面。
the best way to resolve marital problem and the best answers found for a marital problem is found in the Bible.
因为主耶稣说，我就是真葡萄树。
Because Jesus says that I am the true vine.
我们看约翰福音。
Let us turn to John.
约翰福音的十五章。
John chapter 15.
第一节。
15 verse 1.
约翰福音十五章第一节。
John chapter 15 verse 1.
我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。
I am the true vine and my father is a gardener.
然后第五节。
Verse 5.
我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，藏在我里面，我也藏在他里面，这个人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing.
这里主耶稣说他是葡萄树。
Here Jesus says that he is the true vine.
然后我们好像枝子。
And we're like the branches.
我们常常跟主在一起就会多结果子。
When we are linked to Jesus with our branches, we will bear fruit.
这个多结果子就是我们的生命会改变。
Bearing fruit means that we will transform our lives.
那生命改变带来就是生活的改变。
When we have a transformed life, that means that we have transformed our daily living.
我们今天很多的婚姻问题，很多的人际之间的问题，是因为我们的生命的本质有问题。
Sometimes we have many problems in our lives. Our marital problem is because there are problems in our daily living.
生命的本质。
The essence of life.
有问题。
There's problem in the essence of our life.
虽然人有良心。
Although we have our conscience.
我们知道对错。
We know the right from wrong.
但是人也有罪性。
But we are full of sinful nature.
这个罪性好像一个权势把我们抓住。
And the sinful nature is like it controls us sometimes.
使你不能够做所愿意做的。
And controls us to the point that we do not do what we want to do.
使我们常常去做我们不愿意做的。
And cause us to do things that we don't want to do.
这个就是问题的根本。
And this is the source of problem.
那耶稣就说，我就是真葡萄树。
But Jesus here says that he is a true vine.
主耶稣的一生活出一个非常圆满的人，完满的人生。
Jesus has lived a perfect life.
没有缺点。
He has no weakness or mistake.
对人充满着爱。
He is full of love for people.
你在他身上找不到缺点。
You will not find any weakness or any sinful things in him.
那如果我们每一个人常常靠近耶稣，我们个性一直在改变。
If we draw close to God, often then we will find ourselves transformed.
每一个人看起来都像耶稣。
Everyone will look like Jesus.
我们就没有问题了。
Then there is no problem.
一切问题都没有了。
We will resolve every problem.
所以耶稣就是问题根本的答案。
So Jesus is the answer to all problems.
因此我们要来寻找他做我们问题的答案。
Therefore, we need to seek him to answer our problems.
有时候我们常常想我们到底要怎么才会得到满足？
Sometimes we think, how can we be fulfilled in our lives?
最明显的方法就是借着 shopping.
Perhaps it's through shopping.
买一个新东西很刺激，哇，天天看。
And we have bought a new toy or things, and we would look at it every day.
你看 iPhone 刚出来的时候，大家排长排去买。
If you see iPhone coming out, everyone would line up to buy iPhone.
但是第二代一出来，你发现，我这个已经旧了。
So after the second generation comes, and you find your old iPhone old already.
那旧的怎么办？
So what do you do with the old one?
你这个 contract 是两年了，还有一年。
You have contract of 2 years.
你也不能换。
You cannot change it.
这样就很痛苦啊，因为新的出来你用不到。
Because new one has come and you cannot change the new one because you still have your
contract. 旧的很好，但是不够好。
But old one is good but not good enough.
所以我们人就常常被这个东西整个把你捆住了。
So oftentimes we're bounded by these kind of things.
你已经被它做奴隶了。
We're like slaves to them.
常常被新的科技、新的东西、新的产品把它头脑抓住了。
We're bounded by these new technology, new products,
and new things. 但你有没有得到满足？
But we are not fulfilled.
有，很短暂。
Yes, perhaps a very, very short period of time.
过来就没有了。
And after it's passed, then the excitement goes away.
赚钱也是一样啊。
So is earning a living.
人的贪心没有办法满足了。
A person can never fill his or her own greed.
你看华尔街赚多少钱？
How much money did Wall Street earn?
他有没有满足？
Is Wall Street satisfied?
没有。
No.
所以才造成现在这个情况啊。
So it caused the situation, current situation.
不会满足的。
No one is satisfied.
那如果人不会满足，人就没有真正的幸福。
So if a man is not satisfied, then the man will not be, will feel happy.
我常常在想那个非洲的小孩子。
Sometimes I often think about the children in Africa.
你看我们这里小孩子要喂小孩子追到哪里喂到哪里。
If you look at our children, you probably have to run after them to feed them.
吃太好了，天天吃太好了，吃到最后太好就变成不好。
They have the best things to eat, and after they eat the best of everything every day, then they feel it's not the best anymore.
非洲的小孩子吃一碗饭加辣椒。
The children in Africa, they eat one bowl of rice with chili.
你从来不需要追。
You do not need to chase after them.
一下吃得光光了。
They will finish all at once, and they feel it's very delicious.
所以你看到小孩子玩得很快乐。
So you see, children are very happy.
我就发现了，人要快乐不一定要很高的物质生活。
I found that for a person to be happy, one does not need material things.
哦，最基本的生活需要。
You need the basic needs.
但是最基本满足以后，会不会快乐跟物质没有关系。
But after you satisfy the basic needs for your life, then it does not. If you have more, it doesn't cause you to be even more happy.
我们来看约翰福音，答案是什么？要怎么才能够让我们心得到满足
？Let's look at John and let us seek answers. And how shall we be fulfilled?
先看约翰福音第六章。
Let's look at John chapter 6.
第六章三十四节。
John chapter 6 verse 34。
三十五节。
35。
约翰六章三十五节。
John chapter 6 verse 35。
耶稣说：“我就是生命之粮，到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。”
Then Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty."
耶稣说：“到我这里来的不饿也不渴。”
Jesus says that he who comes to me will never go hungry or thirst.
这个就是满足。
This is being fulfilled.
满足你就不饿不渴了。
This is contentment, so you don't feel you're hungry or thirsty.
那到耶稣来怎么满足呢
？So when you come before Jesus, how will you be satisfied?
耶稣说：“我就是生命之粮。”
Jesus says, "I am the bread of life."
就是要让耶稣进到我们里面。
And that is to ask Jesus to come inside us.
住在我们里面。
To dwell inside us.
活在我们里面。
To live inside us.
在我们里面长大。
So he will grow inside us.
你就满足了。
Then you will be satisfied.
很简单的生活，你过得很快乐。
Although it's a simple life, but you're very happy.
不是你有很拥有很多。
You probably don't own a lot.
是因为你有耶稣。
But you have Jesus.
那一种很甜美、很喜乐、很平安，这个是夺不去的。
You feel very peaceful and content, and no one can take this away from you.
再看第七章。
Let us look at John chapter 7.
三十七节。
Verse 37.
节期的末日就是最大之日。耶稣站着说：“人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。”
On the last and greatest day of the feast, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink."
渴是什么？
What is thirst?
就是生活常常觉得很空虚，很无聊。
And that is in your life you feel vain and futile.
所以你现在看现在的小孩子、青少年，真的很空虚。
If you see the teenagers and the children in the U.S., they probably feel bored a lot of times.
你看打那个电动玩具，把那个电脑的 game 打到不睡觉到天亮。
They will play video games or computer games until whole night, and they will not sleep.
就心灵空虚。
Because they feel empty inside them.
那主耶稣说可以到我这里来。
But Jesus said you can come to me.
那怎么解决
？But how does we resolve this problem? Verse 38.
信我的人从经上说，从腹中要流出活水的江河来。
Whoever believes in me, as the scripture he says, streams of living water will flow from within him.
38, 39.
耶稣
这个话是指着信他的人要受圣灵说的。
And verse 39, by this he meant the spirit whom those who believe in him were later to receive.
从他的肚子里面有一股泉源要涌出来。
And from inside the person will be a stream of living water flowing from within.
这个是一种内在的泉源。
And this is a living water within.
就是神的圣灵。
And that is God's Holy Spirit.
你被圣灵充满，一种内在的满足要从里面一直涌出来。
If you are filled with God's Holy Spirit, then there will be living water coming, gushing out from within.
那你就满足了。
Then you're satisfied.
所以世界上美妙的风景有，感谢神，你可以欣赏。
There are beautiful sceneries in this world. Thank God that you can enjoy them.
但是没有，你也可以活得很好。
But if there are none, but you can still live a happy life.
因为我们不需要依靠它。
Because we do not rely on those.
耶稣就是我们的满足。
And Jesus is our contentment.
就在我们心里面。
He's inside us.
他就要满足我们。
He will satisfy us.
那个最大的满足是神对我们的爱。
The greatest satisfaction comes from God's love.
所以主耶稣说。
So Jesus said.
我要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里。
I will cause my joy to be inside you.
请看十五章，约翰福音十五章。
Let's look at John chapter 15.
十一节。
Verse 11。
十五章十一节。
John chapter 15 verse 11。
这些事我已经对你们说，叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete.
我们喜乐可以满足。
Our joy can be satisfied.
什么是满足？
What is completeness?
百分之百。
100%.
完完全全的。
That's a totality.
这个叫做满足。
This is a completion.
那怎么得到满足？
How do we become content?
耶稣说，我的喜乐要存在你心里。
Jesus said that his joy will be in us.
那耶稣的喜乐从哪里来？
So where does Jesus' joy come from?
第九节。
Verse 9.
我爱你们正像父爱我一样。
As the Father loved me, so I loved you.
就是主耶稣的爱。
And that is the love of Christ Jesus.
所以当我们在生活中感受到神的爱，被神的爱感动的时候，我们心里何等的满足。
So when we are touched by God's love, then we are filled with His love in our hearts.
我们一个非常卑微的人。
Although we're very, we are not worthy.
圣经说我们像好像是微尘。
We are like servants.
神竟然这么爱我们。
But God loves us so much.
所以当这个爱进到我们内心。
So when God's love comes inside our heart.
我们完完全全满足了。
Then we are fully, fully satisfied.
所以主耶稣就是我们问题的答案。
So Jesus is the answer to our problem.
离开他就没有一个答案是最好的。
If we depart from him, then no answer is good enough.
离开他，重要的问题就没有答案。
And if we depart from him, then there is no answer to big problems.
所以人活着不能够没有耶稣，没有耶稣，问题没有答案。
So when we live on this earth, we cannot live without Jesus, because without Jesus, there's no answer to our problems.
我们看，再回来看以赛亚书第九章。
Let us turn back to Isaiah 9.
以赛亚书的第九章。
Isaiah 9.
第六节
Verse 6,
下半句
The latter part
说他的名要称为全能的神
And that he is a mighty God
主耶稣是全能的神
Jesus is the mighty God
全能
Mighty
什么是全能
Almighty What does almighty mean
全能就是没有一件事情做不来
Almighty means there's not one thing he cannot do
这个就是全能
That is almighty
我们很爱我们自己的孩子
We love our children a lot.
但是
However,
我们的孩子有问题
If we find that there's problem with our children,
我们也没有办法解决
That we cannot help them.
为什么
Why?
因为我们本身有很多问题，我们自己没有办法解决
Because we also have many problems ourselves that we cannot resolve.
所以有哪一个父母可以对孩子说，你靠我
So,How many parents can tell their children, you can rely on me?
没有办法啦。
No, you can't.
我们也是血肉靠你。
We are fleshly beings, and we later have to rely on them.
所以我们孩子有问题，你要怎么办？
So what happens when our children have problems?
到最后就说，我们一起来祷告。
In the end, we all say, let's pray together.
我们要靠神。
We need to rely on God.
因为他叫做全能的神。
Because he is the almighty God.
那神的能力有多大呢？
So how great is this almighty God?
我们看耶利米书第九章。
Let us turn to Jeremiah chapter 9.
耶利米书第九章。
Jeremiah chapter 9.
第十章。
Jeremiah chapter 10.
十二节。
Verse 12.
耶利米书十章十二节。
10.Jeremiah chapter 10 verse 12.
神用能力创造大地，用智慧建造世界，用聪明铺张穹苍。
But God made the earth by His power. He founded the world by His wisdom and stretched out the heavens by His understanding.
神用他的能力创造大地。
God made the earth by His power.
你看，能够发到人造卫星，这个就很不得了了。
If we can send a satellite to the universe, then this is already great.
但是你看，天空有数不尽。的人造卫星
but you
不是人造的神造的
but you could see that the universe has innumerous like stars
那个永远不会掉下来
God created stars that will never fall
所以宇宙的存在就是证明神的存在
so the existence of universe proves the existence of God
宇宙的伟大就证明神的伟大
The greatness of the universe proves the greatness of God.
他能够造出我们没有办法了解的世界。
He can create a universe that we cannot understand.
这个里面充满了很多的奥秘。
And inside this world, there are a lot of wisdom and mysteries.
这个就是我们所拜的神。
And this is God that we worship.
所以今天我们要靠什么？
So today, what do we rely on?
我们要靠神。
We rely on God.
没有一件事情神不能解决。
There's not one thing God cannot resolve.
只要神愿意，神都可以解决。
If God is willing, He can resolve our problems.
耶稣就是全能的神。
And Jesus is the Almighty God.
有人算一算，如果主耶稣今天要开业做医生。
So, someone said that if Jesus wants to open his business as a doctor,
他也是眼科，他也是骨科，他也是小儿科，他也是妇科，他是全能的。
He's a doctor of many special specialty.
他什么都可以做。
He can do many things.
因为他就是神。
Because he is God.
所以你看，来到耶稣的面前。
When you come before Jesus,
瞎眼看见。
Blind can see.
死人复活。
And the dead can be resurrected.
瘸腿走路。
And the lame can walk.
十二年瘸肉得到医治。
And the woman who had 12 years of hemorrhage is healed.
在他无所不能。
In him there's nothing impossible.
所以那些人来到面前，耶稣的面前说：“可怜我吧。”
So people come before Jesus and say, "Have mercy on me."
耶稣说：“你要我为你做什么？”
And Jesus asked them, "What would you like me to do for you?"
所以今天我们来到耶稣的面前。
So before when we come to Jesus,
我们实在是不配。
We are not worthy.
因为是我们离开神，不是神离开我们。
Because we have departed from God, it's not God that has departed from us.
是我们犯罪得罪他，不是他犯罪得罪我们。
We have sinned against him. It's not that he has sinned against us.
我们不配。
So we are not worthy.
因此我们来到神的面前。
So when we come before God,
我们只能说可怜我吧。
We can only ask God to have mercy on us.
主耶稣说：“你要我为你做什么？”
And when Jesus said, "What would you like me to do for you?"
一个瞎眼说：“我要能看见。”
The blind says, "I would like to see."
耶稣说：“你能看见。”
And Jesus said, "You can see."
他就看见了。
And then he saw.
因为耶稣的话带有权柄。
Because Jesus' words is with power.
他的话带有能力。
His words is with strength.
因为他就是全能的神。
Because he's the Almighty God.
这个就是我们所拜的神。
And this is God we worship.
所以我们所拜的神不是人造出来的神。
And so the God that we worship is not created by mankind.
如果我们拜人造的神。
If we worship a God created by mankind,
那我们就应该去拜那一个造神的那一个人。
Then we have to worship the one that creates humans.
不是，如果我们去拜那个造人造的神呢，我们更应该去拜那个能够造神那一个人。
If we worship idols which humans have created, then we really should worship the person who has created the idols.
因为他一块木头，他可以造神出来，这不得了啊！
Because isn't it amazing that this person can create an idol?
但是那个木头掉下去，它就不会起来了。
But when this idol falls, it will never rise again.
所以有一次 Kobe 日本的神户大地震。
So one time there is great earthquake in Kobe, Japan.
那大地震完以后，最好的生意就是修理偶像。
And after this earthquake, the best in business is to revive those idols.
又断手又断脚的。
Because those idols are without arms or legs or hands.
那有的就从腰折断。
Or sometimes their waist is all broken.
要把它修理完再放回去，然后才可以拜。
And they have to fix up the idols and put them back.
但是还是有很多人拜。
But still many people worship these idols.
这个就是魔鬼的迷惑。
Because this is a temptation of Satan.
我们要拜的拜是天上的真神。
We need to worship the true God in heaven.
这位神就是主耶稣。
And this true God is Jesus.
他能够叫风海平静。
He can calm the winds.
他斥责无花果就枯干了。
And he will scold the fig tree and it will wither.
耶稣就是全能的神。
And Jesus is Almighty God.
所以我们人生的依靠应该是主耶稣。
So our whole life reliance should be Christ Jesus.
我们再回来以赛亚书第九章。
Let us turn back to Isaiah 9.
第六节。
Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6.
第三句话。
The third phrase.
说他是永在的父。
And that he's the everlasting father.
主耶稣是永远存在的父亲。
He is the everlasting father.
这个到底跟我们有什么关系呢？
What does this have to do anything with us?
我们现在来看一节路加福音十一章。
Let us look at Luke chapter 11.
好，路加福音十一章。
Luke chapter 11.
第十节。
Verse 10.
路加十一章第十节。
Luke chapter 11 verse 10.
因为凡祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他开门。
For everyone who asks receives, he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks the door will be opened.
这里是主耶稣对我们讲的话。
This is what Jesus has spoken to.
这也是他对我们的应许。
And this is a promise he has given to us.
说你求就要给你。
And that is if you ask, he will give.
你找就找到。
And if you seek, he will find.
你叩门就给你开门。
If you knock, and the door will be opened.
这是百分之百的。
This is 100%.
这是肯定的。
And this is a confirmation.
也就是说我们活在这个世界上啊，主耶稣可以做我们求依靠的一个对象。
And that is to say that when we live in this world, we can rely on Jesus for our daily living.
那接下去主耶稣说十一节。
Verse 11.
说你们中间做父亲的，谁有儿子求饼给他石头，求鱼反拿蛇，当鱼给他呢？
Verse 11. Which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead?
就我们做父亲的人啊，都希望孩子啊，吃越多，然后吃得最好。
As fathers, we probably want the best for our children, the best food, so they can grow.
因为他这样才会长大。
So they can grow.
十三节。
Verse 13.
说你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况天父岂不将圣灵给求他的人吗？
So if you then, though you are evil, though know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?
如果十三节我们看英文叫做 evil, evil 是什么？邪恶。
Verse 13, evil means wicked.
最爱我们的父亲，为什么圣经用这个来描写呢？
The father who loves us the most, why is he being described as evil?
因为天父对我们的爱太大了。
Because God's love to us is too great.
所以我们跪在神面前祷告，唯一能够抓住的就是主对我们的怜悯跟他对我们的爱。
So when we pray in front of him, the only thing we can grasp hold of is his mercy for and his love.
因为他爱我们，所以他怜悯我们。
Because he loves us, that's why he has mercy for us.
所以我们可以在他面前任何祈求，只要对我们有帮助，神都愿意应许。
And therefore, that's why we can come before him and ask him of anything that he has promised.
所以我们生活中会充满神的恩典。
So in our daily lives, we will be filled with God's grace and blessings.
因此每一个很虔诚在神面前敬拜神祷告的人都有很多的见证。
So for a person who often prays and draws close to God will have a lot of testimonies.
而且这一位天父是无所不在。
And this God is everywhere.
你坐飞机，他在飞机上。
And if you are in the airplane, he will be in the airplane with you.
你开车，他在你车子上。
If you are driving, then he is driving with you.
从来不会说啊，来不及了，主耶稣来不及了。
And Jesus will never be late.
因为他常常跟我们同在。
Because he's always with us.
他是我们的父亲。
He is our father.
他是我们全能的神。
And he's the almighty God.
所以最稳当的旅行不是买很多的旅行保险。
So the best travel plan or trip is not to buy travel insurance.
最稳当的旅行是主耶稣跟你同在。
The most secure traveling is when God is with you.
那你就不怕飞机会掉下来，耶稣同在还会掉下来吗？
So you're not afraid you're going to fall, the airplane will fall because Jesus will be with you, so you're not afraid.
不论天涯海角。
So no matter where you are,
如果主耶稣同在，
If Jesus is with you,
神的恩典就在那里。
Then there is also God's
grace. 这是我们敬拜耶稣的可贵。
And this is the precious reason why we worship Jesus.
他是永在的父。
He is an everlasting Father.
永远存在的父亲。
He will exist forever.
随时存在同在的父亲。
He will always be with us anytime.
我们再回来看以赛亚书第九章。
Let us turn back to Isaiah. Chapter 9.
以赛亚书第九章。
Isaiah chapter 9.
第六节最后一句话。
Verse 6, the last phrase.
说他是和平的君。
He is the prince of peace.
主耶稣是和平的君。
Jesus is the prince of peace.
他要使我们跟神和好。
He will mediate us with God.
你知道人的根源是什么吗？
Do we know the source of humankind?
为什么中国人会拜祖先？
Why is it that the Chinese people, they worship ancestors?
他的动机是好的。
Although they have good motive.
因为有祖先，今天才有我们。
Because when there's ancestors, there's us.
但是我们要想。
However, we have to ponder.
你那个祖先一直推上去。
If we keep looking up at the family tree.
十代、二十代、三十代、一百代。
20 generations, all the way to 100 generations.
推到最后，人总是有一个来源呢。
Of course, we will need to find the source of where we come from.
那个来源从哪里来？
And where is the source?
这个来源讲不出来。
and no one can say the source.
那圣经里面在讲耶稣的家谱。
And the Bible tells us of the family, of family tree of Jesus, genealogy of Jesus.
他说亚当是神的儿子。
And it says that Adam is the son of God.
亚当是第一个人。
And he's the first person.
他是神的儿子。
And he's the son of God.
所以神就是他的父。
So God is his father.
所以拜祖先最后的用意是什么？就拜那个人类的来源，就是天上的神。
So the purpose, the only purpose of worshiping ancestor is to worship the God that created humans.
那除他是神，其他任何一个祖先都不是神。
Other than God himself, no ancestor is a God.
所以如果我们只拜祖先，没有拜真神，我们还没有把握到真义。
If we only worship ancestors and we don't worship God, then we have not grasped hold of the true meaning of God.
拜祖先的真义就是拜真神。
If we worship our ancestors, then that means we also have to worship God.
因为神才是我们真正的根源。
Because God is the true source of humankind.
那今天我们人离开了神。
Now that humans have departed from God.
我们离开了神。
We have departed from God.
所以我们要跟神和好。
We need to reconcile with God.
那这个和好怎么办呢？
So how do we reconcile with God?
我们有很多罪。
We have lots of sins.
所以需要神把罪拿掉。
We need to ask God to take away our sins.
那这样才能够跟没有罪的神和好。
So we can be reconciled with God, Jesus, God who is without sin.
那耶稣来就是中保。
And Jesus is the mediator.
他为我们罪死的。
He has died for our sins.
你信他，他就把你的罪拿掉。
If you believe him, he will take away your sins.
那我们跟神就和好了。
Then we will be reconciled with God.
那跟这个神和好。
And this is a reconciliation with God.
神与我们同在。
And afterwards, God will be with us.
神与我们同在，你就平安了。
And when God is with us, we have peace.
好像小孩子一直哭，父母一抱，他就不哭了。
Just when a child keeps crying, and when the mother or the father holds the child,
那个就是平安。
She or he stops crying. This is true peace.
我们在天父里面。
We are in Christ Jesus.
在他的爱里面。
We are in His love.
在他的全能的命令里，这他的权柄里面，全能里面。
We're in His authority.
我们就不怕了。
When we will not be afraid.
这个叫做平安。
This is true peace.
所以，我们找到耶稣。
So we have found Jesus.
有神同在。
And we will have the guidance of God.
生活很平安。
We will have peace in our lives.
感谢神。
Thank God.
所以耶稣是我们人生当中最重要的一位。
So Jesus is the most important person in our lives.
他不只是历史上一个伟人。
He's not only a great person of the past.
他是全能的神。
He is the Almighty God.
他是永在的父。
He's the everlasting Father.
他是和平的君。
And he is the Prince of Peace.
他是人类问题的答案。
And he is the answer to human problems.
所以诸位。
So everyone.
我们有一个机会来到美国。
We have this opportunity to come to the U.S.
就是让我们有一个机会来寻找耶稣。
And this opportunity provides this a chance to come before Jesus.
这是非常可贵的。
And this is a precious opportunity.
但是机会是会过去的。
But this opportunity will pass.
所以我们要把握。
So we need to uphold this opportunity.
我们现在要请圣何西的唱诗班来献诗。
Now we will invite the San Jose Church Choir to come and present hymns for us.
接下去我们要一起来祷告。
And then afterwards we will pray.
我们请圣何西唱诗班来献诗。
We ask the San Jose Choir to come and present.
现在要一起来祷告。
Now we're going to pray together.
主耶稣确实是真神。
Jesus is indeed the true God.
因为我们可以对他有体验。
Because we have experience.
那这个体验就是借着祷告来的。
We can experience Him through prayer.
我们来看一节圣经节，然后我们一起来祷告。
Let us look at one Bible verse and we shall pray together.
约翰福音十四章。
John chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章。
John chapter 14.
十三节
Verse 13
十四章十三节
Jump chapter 14 verse 13
你们奉我的名无论求什么我必成就叫父因此得荣耀四节
14
你们若奉我的名求什么我必成就
13 And I will do whatever you ask in my name so that the Son may bring glory to the Father 14 You may ask me for anything in my name and I will do it
主耶稣复活以后
After Jesus has resurrected,
圣经说天上地上所有的权柄都赐给耶稣这个名
And the Bible says that in heavens and on earth, all the authorities belong to the name of Jesus.
所以耶稣这个名非常有力量
So the name of Jesus is very powerful.
你用耶稣这个名可以赶鬼
You can cast out demon with Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告天上的神要垂听。
And if you pray in the name of Jesus, then God will listen in heaven.
这个名非常的尊贵。
This is a very glorious, noble name.
我们今天要来祷告。
We are going to pray tonight.
我们就是照着主耶稣的应许。
We will pray according to God's promise.
我们奉主的名祷告，无论求什么，天上的神就要垂听。
No matter what we ask in Jesus' name, God in heaven will listen.
所以每一个人都有不同的需要。
We have all different needs.
有的有肉体上的需要。
Perhaps we have needs for our body's health.
有的人心灵缺乏平安。
Perhaps we lack peace in our hearts.
有的家庭有问题。
Some families have troubles.
现在这个经济在走下坡，有人可能事业有问题。
And since there's decline in financial world, perhaps there's instability of jobs.
或者工作有问题。
Or there's problem in their workplace.
耶稣是我们的父。
And Jesus is our Father.
他的名大有权柄。
His name is full of power.
所以我们要凭着信心，奉他的名来到他面前祷告。
So we need to come before him with faith.
神的恩典够我们用。
Because God's grace is enough for us.
他是爱我们的神。
He loves us, and he is the Father that loves us.
那我们对主耶稣一个最直接的体验就是得圣灵。
And the most direct experience of Jesus is to receive the Holy Spirit.
所以在我们真耶稣教会祷告，圣灵会降下来。
So in our True Jesus Church, when we pray, Holy Spirit will come down.
那我们感觉到神的同在。
And we will have the abundance of God.
那很自然的、自动的，你舌头会卷动，会说方言，用听不懂的话跟神在交通。
And naturally, your tongue will roll, and you will speak in a tongue that you cannot understand.
那如果你祷告很迫切，被圣灵充满，祷告起来，你会觉得很平安、很喜乐，觉得很轻松、很愉快。
And if you're filled with God's Holy Spirit, then after you pray, you will feel very light and very peaceful in your heart.
最高级的享受是什么
What is the utmost pleasure in this world?
不是地上的东西。
It's not things of this world.
不是神的恩典。
It is not grace of God.
最高级的享受是神本身
And the utmost pleasure is God himself
就是神住在我们里面
And that is when God lives inside us
这是最好的享受
And that is the most wonderful pleasure
那我们借着祷告就可以来享受神跟我们同在
Through prayer we can experience the abundance of God
而是我们祷告的时候奉主耶稣圣名祷告讲一句
So when we pray we say in the beginning in the name of Lord Jesus we pray
然后我们重复念哈利路亚赞美耶稣
And we repeatedly say hallelujah praise the Lord
你首先要在心里都可以告诉神
Whatever you think in your heart you can tell it to God
凭着信心向他祷告
And pray to him with your faith
相信神就在这里
You have to believe that God is here
神爱我们
And that God loves us
他愿意听我们的祷告
And he wants to listen to our prayer
就凭着这个信心求神就要听我们祷告
And with this faith then God will listen to your prayer
所以我们现在一起来祈祷
So now we're going to pray together
如果你要求圣灵要接受按手祷告欢迎你到前面来
If you would like to ask for the Holy Spirit and if you would like pastors or deacons to lay hands on you please come to the front
那我们现在最后我们一起来祷告结束晚上的聚会
Let us pray together to end this service tonight
一起来祈祷
Let us pray